Well, I have a question. Does the Bible call us to repent?
Yeah, but I've repented and I've given my heart to Jesus Christ, Spirit-filled.
Right. Okay, so does the Bible tell us that repentance is a one-time thing?
Now I'm constantly confessing my sins.
Okay, so that's good. So you understand that what is repentance, biblically?
You turn from your wicked ways and turn to Jesus.
Very good. So you change your mind.
Yes.
Once you change your mind, you change your ways. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye and you go, that's painful, I should never do that again. Now you change your ways and you don't do it anymore. So when you understand, because of, I'll preach the gospel to you. When you
know the gospel.
Well, let me preach it and you can test it. So by the blood, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, it's the only way to eternal life. He made the way.
Absolutely.
Right? He told us, his very first ministry words were, repent, lest you perish, Luke 13:3. So we repent, we change our mind, and we change our ways. You already got that. You agree with that. But what does that mean? That means you got to come out of all false ways. That means test all the church systems that are corrupt, teaching pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday.
Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?
No. Uh-uh. If you'd let me finish the gospel, you don't have time for the gospel. You got to go entertain yourself.
No, God, don't even. No, the gospel. You're legalistic.
Really? Legalistic. Obeying God's word is legalistic. Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything He commanded.
You people repent for the kindness of Jesus. You guys are out. I mean, this woman over here told me.
That's my wife.
You ain't saved yet.
That's my wife. You're not saved yet. You must endure to the end. The Bible said, Jesus said so in Matthew 10. He said, you must endure to the end, sir. You have an easy believe gospel. I love you enough to warn you. You cannot repent once. You cannot claim salvation and not continue to walk in it. I love you, sir. Turn from your sin and your worldliness and your easy believe gospel. There's hope for you.